Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This, in a way, is a complicated game for Fields because there were horrible gaffes by him, like the fumble play and the botched snap that had a big part in the Steelers losing this game and the sloppiness that Tomlin referred to.
Mm-hmm.
But he also directed back-to-back-to-back touchdown drives.
When's the last time they did three touchdown drives in a row?
Well, they only had three touchdowns in the entire season coming into this game, Chris. So I would say it's been...
since 2021.
Okay, there you go. Against Minnesota?
Yes.
In that comeback game that fell short because Pat Freiermuth got the ball ripped out by Harrison Smith.
Also the first time, I would say, since the same game that they've had a quarterback throw for 300-plus and account for three touchdowns total. That did not happen one time in 22 or 23.
Hard not. I got swept up in it watching him deliver those plays. I'm thinking to myself, there's no way this guy can get benched. He's got to be your quarterback, and he's got to be the guy you continue to ride. I have to moonwalk that back a little bit with the botched snap play because ultimately that's on Fields, and that can't happen. But he passed my eye test again. I don't even need the stats to imbue me with belief in him. He looked like a guy that is capable of guiding this offense and producing points and being a playmaker and all those things. And so that's the silver lining to this game for me, is it was not a loss to the Colts where it made me think about where they go from here at quarterback with Russell Wilson getting healthier. Mackey sent out a tweet from the press box that asked if the Steelers should go with Wilson against Dallas. Which, first I off, mean, that, are there that, actually people out there that think that that's a wise decision?
That presupposes he'd even be ready for Dallas, which it doesn't look like is a guarantee.
But even if he is, I mean, I saw him, he was not, Cabali's brought this up, he's not limping around. Now, moving around and playing football are two completely different things, but there's nothing visibly wrong like a cast or a...
Well, you don't put a soft tissue injury in a cast.
Not a boot or anything like that or any kind of...
I think guys who have what he has would be generally walking around as normal. The whole problem is when you're trying to run around at a world-class level, it becomes a problem. I would share your opinion that Fields, by and large, I got swept up in it. Now, I had the weird experience of watch the first half, had to pile the kids in the car, and then go to my sister's house for a little family dinner. So I missed the third quarter live, and so I picked it back up when Fields is rallying them, and so it's like, holy crap, all good things. Watched the third quarter last night over again, watched the second half over again once I got the kids down to bed. The fumble is a brutal, brutal play by him, obviously. The bad snap in real time was brutal. But dime to Pickens on third and two, perfect ball. Multiple, good strikes downfield. I saw a player who was still trying to use his eyes to find defense, and only if he couldn't, tuck it and run. The running with him plays, I think, so much more effectively if he's throwing the ball well, because it just, it feels less gimmicky. Do you know what I mean? Like, when he tucks and runs for two touchdowns, if he hasn't been making throws, you go, that's all he can do, right? But he had been making throws. And instead of forcing a ball into traffic, he gets to utilize the fact that he's 6'3", 230, and he can run guys over, and he's fast. He's got to be their quarterback, I think, going forward, period. Like, the Pickens play still changed the game for me. The fumble, he would have probably put 31 on the board, Pony.
They scored 24, which they have not done a lot of lately. In the last 25 games where they scored 24 points, they're 21-4. So that should be enough to win. In Mike Tomlin's big picture, where his defense is one of the best in the NFL, you get the 24 wins, you should, or 24 points, it should be either a comfortable win or a win, period. And it wasn't yesterday, and that's more on his defense than anything else. So I'm not going to dock. I mean, they were two brutal plays. But make a list of good plays, make a list of bad plays. Good outweighs the bad. Therefore, he keeps his job.
Well, here's the one thing that makes me nervous about the way Tomlin talked about him. I think Mike would have a much easier time if Fields had played an exclusively clean game. No fumbled, no botched snap.
And they score fewer points?
Well, no, just no botched snap on the first play of the game. No failed snap on the last drive. I think it would be much easier for Mike, no fumble at all. It would be much easier for him to praise Fields if on the fumble play, he had like thrown a ball at Freiermuth's feet or just made a bad, like an inaccurate throw. If on the bad snap play, he just maybe throws an incompletion. I do think it drives Mike crazy when he says something like sloppy play. That's what bothers him the most. I think that's why Kenny last year, when he struggled, didn't raise Mike's ire as much because he wasn't giving the game away.
Let's say a couple of those touchdown drives just stall out and he doesn't make any bad plays. He just doesn't make the big plays. And they do kick a field goal on the drive where he fumbles.
Okay.
And they end up losing the game something like 27-20.
Okay.
Instead of 27-24. And there's cleaner play there. It's just not as close. Does Mike feel better?
I think Mike would feel better. I wouldn't. I think Mike would feel better and he'll say the plays will be there. He doesn't turn the ball over. He doesn't put us behind the sticks. I like that. I think Mike is just wired differently than a lot of people. I don't know. I saw three straight touchdown drives where their offense looked more alive and humming than it has in a very long time. And I am choosing, if we're in the business of trying to look at a little bit of positivity here for a team that's still 3-1, I am choosing to seize on that and be very, you know, kind of geeked up about that than down in the dumps about the other stuff.
Donnie, you?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about Mike Tomlin and his philosophy so long that we have brought up the fact that he would probably hate guys turning the football over instead of, well, I'll try to rephrase it. He would hate to see the football getting turned over more than he would love to see the scoreboard getting lit up by his offense. Now, I'm in the boat with Chris. I assume that you're in the same boat as well, given how good the offense did look on those touchdown drives yesterday. If we get the occasional mishap and the offense is able to go up and down the field, you absolutely take that. Before Mike Tomlin was able to put his hands all over how his quarterback played, Ben would do that stuff all the time. I mean, Roethlisberger had tons of stupid, silly mistakes in nearly 20 years. But
that he'd make up for with electrifying plays.
When the offense got clicking, it was great, and you always felt like you had a shot.
I'm going to use this example of a player. Obviously, Fields is nowhere close to as accomplished or good yet. But one of the most overrated things in the NFL, I felt like last year especially, but overall, was Josh Allen's turnovers. Because for them, he did so many good things. Like, it's not like they got beat by the eventual champions by a lot because he turned the ball over or something. You want to go out on your shield like that. Fields has that basic level of athletic ability and arm talent. That's how you have to win. Think about like all of this through the prism of them playing really good teams, like the hypothetical playoff game you always reference. Is this going to be the year it's different? If you give me two choices, Pony, quarterback plays a clean but not dynamic game, or quarterback plays a bit of a messy game where he's making good and bad plays, I will take my chances with the latter in a playoff game 100 times out of 100.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bathroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.